Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your brother Mikhail Ahmed Smith here from Qalam. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please donate to Qalam by visiting supportqalam.com. We love being able to share this content for free, and your donation ensures that we will always be able to do so. Each podcast we produce has thousands of listeners, so the support you give to this community in this effort brings immense reward. You never know who will benefit from your donation. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Let me try to move this out of the way. Inshallah, you guys can still hear me, inshallah. All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin abduhu wa rasuluh. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us knowledge which is beneficial. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us knowledge which brings us closer to Him, increases our understanding of the deen, and knowledge which increases our closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to thank everyone for joining me, inshallah. We are studying Tariqatul Hijratain, which is a book written by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. A magnificent book, which the title of it tells you everything about what the goal and the objective of the author is, which is Tariqul Hijratain, the way, the method, the two migrations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by that, he means the method for migrating to Allah and the method for migrating to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by migration, we mean a spiritual journey, a migration of the heart, leaving behind everything other than Allah, and completely moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and towards the akhirah, our hearts truly desiring to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today on the screen, you can see the section that we're going to be studying, alhamdulillah. We're studying a section which he calls Tariq ilallahi wahidun. He says the pathway to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. There's one pathway to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a beautiful section because he really lays out for all of us. He really gives us a beautiful method for understanding how to approach, how to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's jump straight into it, inshallah. I'm going to be reading from his book and then translating it for everyone, inshallah ta'ala. So bismillah, let's begin. Qala al-musannif rahimahullah ta'ala, the author, he says, At-tariq ila Allah wahid. He says, An-nasu qisman. He says, there are two types of people. Humanity is divided into two types. He says, Ilyatun wa sifla. He says, a noble, high-ranking people and a lower-ranking people. He says, Fal-ilya man arafa tariq ila rabbihi. He says, the ilya, the people of the high rank, they are the people who arafa tariq ila rabb. They are the ones who know the pathway to their Lord. وَسَلَكَهَا قَاسِدًا لِلْوُسُولِ إِلَيْهِ. And they walk down that path. They know the path and they walk down that path. Why? قَاسِدًا لِوُسُولِ إِلَيْهِ. Seeking out to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهَذَا هُوَ الْكَرِيمُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ. This person is beloved by Allah. This person is a noble person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالسِّفْلَ مَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ تَرِيقْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ وَلَمْ يَتَعَرَّفَهَا. He says, and the lower category of humanity are those who do not know, they don't know the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمْ يَتَعَرَّفَهَا. And they don't try to know, they don't want to know, they don't desire to know. See, many of us may be listening and we're like, you know, I don't know that way, but I'm desirous of it. I want to know that way. And that's the difference here between those two categories, is that desire, that want, that need to know the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَذَا هُوَ اللَّئِيمُ. He says, this is the cursed person. الَّذِي قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Whoever Allah debases, there is no one to give this person honor. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hajj. He says, At-tariq ila Allah fil haqiqa wahidun. He says the pathway to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reality, there's only one pathway. Now, does that mean we all have to go the same way? Does that mean the way I get close to Allah is going to be the same way that you get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is that what he means here? Not quite. Let's go deeper. He says, لَا تَتَعَدَّدْ فِي. There's no multiplicity in this pathway. There is one pathway. And he says, وَهُوَ صِرَاتُهُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ الَّذِي نَسَبَهُ مُوسِلًا لِمَنْ سَلَكَهَا إِلَيْهِ. He's like, it's that one straight path that Allah has made and Allah has set for anyone who is desirous to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah tells us in the Quran, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاتِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِئُوا وَلَا تَتَّبِئُوا السُّبُلَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, Surah An'am says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا, and indeed, and know and understand that أَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاتِ, that this my pathway, مُسْتَقِيمًا, is straight. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, so follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِئُوا السُّبُلَ. And then Allah says, and don't follow all of those other multiple, all those other ways you can go. Don't go those directions. Just go that one path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, if we look at this, at this verse, we see that فَوَحَّدَ سَبِيلَهُ لِأَنَّهُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَاحِدْ لَا تَدْعَدَّدْ. If we look at this verse, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This pathway, this one pathway is straight. But all of those other pathways away from Allah, all of those pathways that lead us away from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and away from Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those, he uses a plural form. He says, وَلَا تَتَّبِيُوا السُّبُلَ. Don't follow all of those other ways. And so basically, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, he's trying to show us, he's like, look, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, look, there's one pathway for you to walk on towards Allah. But guess what? There are so many other pathways that will lead you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be careful of those other directions that you can be going. And so he says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he even told us, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith, كَمَا ثَبَتَ عَنَّ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ خَطَّ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam خَطَّ خَطًّا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drew a straight line. Right, he drew a straight line. He's sitting with the Sahaba. He's talking to the Sahaba. He's giving them like a lesson, right? And so he draws a line in the sand. ثم قال, and then the Prophet ﷺ, he says, هذا سبيل سبيل الله. This is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا سبيل الله. ثم خط خطوطا عن يمين وعن يسار. Then the Prophet ﷺ, off of that line, he drew all these other small lines. So you have this one line, and then the Prophet ﷺ drew all of these other small lines, like branching off of that main line. And the Prophet ﷺ, he then said that, an yamin an yasar, thumma qal hadhihi subul. These are all of those other pathways. Ala kulli sabil minha shaytan. The Prophet goes, on every one of these pathways, there is a shaytan, there's a devil, there's a shaytan, yad'u ilay. So this is ajeeb. The Prophet ﷺ is like, look, there's one path and I'm calling you toward this path. And there are these other pathways out there. You go on TikTok, you go on social media, you go wherever, you'll see everyone has a pathway they're calling to, right? Come this way, live your life this style, live your life this way. This is the way we should be. And so the Prophet ﷺ, he goes, look, on each of these paths, there's someone calling. There's someone calling. So like when I read this hadith, I'm like, yo, subhanAllah, like, how much we're influenced and bombarded with so many people calling us to their way of life, their way of thinking, their understanding of what life is about. And the Prophet ﷺ is like, subhanAllah, look at the pathway that I've left you. That pathway is a beautiful path. And so then the Prophet ﷺ recited this verse again. It's Surah one, it's verse number 153 of Surah An'am. The Prophet ﷺ then recited the same verse that we just read, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا. And indeed, this path is one, so follow it. It's straight. My pathway is straight. Follow it. And do not follow those multiple different pathways. فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِي. Or those will confuse you off of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what he's trying to show us, what Ibn, all of this till now, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi is trying to show us, like, look, That path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Don't get it twisted. Understand there's one way to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, does that mean that all of us need to be doing the same type of ibadah? We all do the same type of things. There's only one way for us? No, that's not what he's saying. He's going to go deeper right now, inshallah. So then he says, he explains one more thing here, as you can see on the screen. He says, but if you look at the words of Allah, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. He's like, there's another verse in the Quran. And this verse is verse 257 in Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed Allah is the protector of the believers. Listen, this is ajib, it's beautiful. He's like, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the protector of the believers. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. He brings them out of darknesses إِلَى النُّورِ, to light. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he goes forward, he says, فَوَحَّدَ النُّورِ. He's like, if you look at this verse, then you'll notice that Allah said there's one light, وَهُوَ سَبِيلُ, and that's his pathway. وَجَمَعَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. But when he spoke about darkness, he used the plural form as if to say there's so many forms of darkness. Now, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, he goes on to explain in this paragraph, he goes, in reality, if you look at the universe, there's one source of light. There's one source of light. But there's many sources of darkness. He's like, anything in creation can cause and cast a shadow and create a spot of darkness. And there's so many of those places of darkness throughout the universe and throughout the world and everywhere. But he said there's one source of light. And so the reason he brings this up is he's trying to show us that even in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he speaks of nur, he speaks of one. But when he speaks of the darknesses out there, he speaks of many of them. All right, so let's go forward. So he says, فالمقصود, my intention, what I'm trying to say is, أن الطريق إلى الله واحد, that the way to Allah is one. فَإِنَّهُ هُوَ الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينُ. Indeed, his pathway is the true, clear pathway. وَالْحَقُّ واحد, the truth is one. This is something in our time that we struggle with. The battle for how many truths there are. You know, the slogan nowadays is, you know, speak your truth. And when you hear those things in your, and then you compare that to what the Prophet is saying, what the Quran is saying, the Prophet is saying the truth is one. There's one truth. There's not multiple truths. It's not subjective. There's one truth given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to know what that truth is. And that's why, you know, there's a dua that they used to read. The Sahaba used to read this dua. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqq wa zuqna tiba' wa arina al-batila batila wa zuqna ijtinaba min. Oh Allah, give us the ability to see truth as truth and follow it. And give us the ability to see falsehood as falsehood, false falsehood, and stay away from it. It's a very powerful dua because it tells us that sometimes the truth may not look like truth. And sometimes falsehood won't look like falsehood. So this dua is a powerful dua that the Sahaba used to make, that, oh Allah, let me see truth as truth. Let me see truth as truth. And for many of us, you know, philosophically, we feel like we live in a post-truth era. There's no more truth. It's just however you see the world, you live your way like that. Nah, uh-uh. For us, that's dangerous. That's harmful for our iman. There is one truth. We believe in that one truth, and we want to be able to recognize that one truth. And not only recognize it, that's just the first half of the coin. The other side of the coin is after we know what truth is, we still want to be able to follow it. We want to be able to live that way. So this dua is, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqq. Oh Allah, show me the truth as truth. Warzuqni at-tiba, and give me the ability to follow it. And wa arina al-batila batila, and show me the falsehood as falsehood. Warzuqni ijtinaba min, and oh Allah, give me the ability to stay away from it. So it's a powerful dua that we should really, really think about and read. Marji ila wahid. He says this pathway goes back to one. Wa amal batil, as for falsehood and misguidance, he says la yun hasar, there's no limit. I mean, there's so many things we can get lost in this dunya. Like you name it, you can get lost in it. Like you can make that a passion of your life, and that is something you completely lose yourself in. There are so many things, every subhanAllah, our mind can go into so many things, but he's like, there's countless ways for us to get lost, but there's only one straight path. بَلْ كُلُّ مَا سِوَاهُ بَاطِلٌ وَكُلُّ طَرِيقٍ إِلَى الْبَاطِلِ هُوَ الْبَاطِلُ. He's like, every pathway to falsehood is a bad pathway in and of itself. فَالْبَاطِلُ مُتَعَدِّدٌ. He's like, falsehood, there's so many. وَطُرُقُهُ مُتَعَدِّدٌ. And there's so many pathways to all of the falsehood out there. He goes, but check this. This is beautiful. After reading all this over and over again, he's telling us, yo, the pathway is one, the pathway is one. And you're like, but you know, I'm so different than my sister, my brother. I'm a different human being. Is there room in the deen for me? I'm different from other people in certain ways. So look what he says. He says, أما ما يقع في كلام بعض العلماء أن الطريق إلى الله متعدد متنوع جعله الله كذلك لتنوع الاستعداد والاختلاف رحمة منه وفضلا فهو صحيح. He says, as for what the scholars say regarding, you know, the path of Allah is many and there's diversity in the path, that Allah has made it that way because we are all so different. He says, and that the scholars say that this is a mercy. Allah has made it a mercy that the path to him is, there's so much. He's like, scholars say that, is that correct? He's like, فَهُوَ السَّحِيِّ. That is correct. But that doesn't negate what I'm saying. Well, how does it negate? He says, let me explain. أن الطريق واحد جامعة لكل ما يرضى الله. He's like, that one pathway to Allah is a wide pathway that has everything on it that pleases Allah. Every way you can please Allah, every way you can make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy and gain the pleasure of Allah, all of those different lanes are all part of that one pathway. And so he says, وَمَا يَرْضِيهِ سُبْحَانَ مُتَعَدِّدٍ. He's like, there are so many things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَجَمِيعُ مَا يُرْضِيهِ طَرِيقٌ وَاحِدٌ. All of the things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of one pathway to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَرَاضِيهِ مُتَعَدِّدٌ مُتَنَوِّعٌ بِحَسْمِ الْأَزْمَانِ وَالْأَمْكَانِ وَالْأَشْخَاصِ وَالْأَحْوَالِ. He's like, in the ways to please Allah are very depending on time, place, personality, and situation. Look at Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi is like, look, I'm telling you for the last 20 minutes that there's one pathway to Allah. There's one nur, there's many darknesses. There's one path, there's many different pathways to falsehood. But then he goes, hold on. But the pathway is wide. And because we are so different, because times vary, because places vary, because, you know, personalities and temperaments and situations vary. He's like, the pathway has everything that pleases Allah on that one pathway. And then he says, فَهَذِهِ هِيَ الَّتِي جَعَلُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ بِرَحْمَتِي. This is where the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies, because لِإِخْتِلَافِ إِسْتِعَدَادِ الْإِبَادِ وَقَوَابِلِهِمْ. Because he let there be different ways to please him based on our own temperaments and our own, personalities. وَلَوْ جَعَلَهَا نَوْعًا وَاحِدٍ. He says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made this path one, even though we're so different intellectually, وَقُوَّةِ الْإِسْتِعْدَادِ, and we're all so different in what we can do, وَضَعَفَهَا لَمْ يُسْلِكْ. He's like, no one would be able to walk on this path. We'd walk down this path one at a time. Nobody would be able to do it. So what he's trying to say is this, guys. He's saying that, look, from the mercy of Allah, first and foremost, the path to Allah is one. You got to stay on the path of Allah. You got to be on there. And at every moment of your life, you got to be on guard, because there's all these things trying to pull you off that track. But he's like, wait, hold on though. At the same time, there's many lanes on this path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now look what he says next. It's so beautiful. He says, وَمِنْ هَا هُنَا يُعْلَمْ تَنَوَّعِ الشَّرَاءِ وَالْإِخْتِلَافِ مَعَ رُجُوئِهَا كُلِّ إِلَى دِينٍ وَاحِدٍ. He's like, this is why you see all of the prophets of Allah, Isa, you know, Yaqub, Ibrahim, Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam, all of these prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they all had different sharias, right? They had different sharias, but their deen is wahid. And even the Prophet sallam, he said, Al-Anbiya awlad alat, that all of the prophets are like children that share a same father but different mothers. We're all from that same source, but we differ a little bit. And so the beauty of this is when you understand it like this, then you stop hating on people who are finding their way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you appreciate that, subhanAllah, look, this person is trying to please Allah in this way, I'm trying to please Allah in this way, alhamdulillah, let me make dua for this person. And let me find my lane. And as they say, you know, get in where you fit in. You get into the lane that is best for you. So then he goes forward. He says, وَإِذَا أُلِمَ هَذَا. Now this is where it gets deep. Stick with me. He's like, وَإِذَا أُلِمَ هَذَا. Once you understand this, then check this out. He says, فَمِنَ النَّاسِ. There are some people, مَنْ يَكُونُ سَيِّدُ عَمَلِهِ. The best action that they love to do is ilm, knowledge, is amal. Their best action, وَتَرِيقَ الَّذِي تَعَبَّدَ تَرِيقُ الْعِلْمُ وَتَعْلِيمُ. It's the path of knowledge and learning. Like this person loves to study the deen, they like to teach Quran, they like to teach hadith, they love learning the deen, they love studying the deen. Some of us found our passion there. وَقَدَ وَفَّرَ عَلَيْهِ زَمَانُهُ. All of their time goes into that. You know, like they're not doing anything else. They're learning and teaching, learning and teaching. That's what they love to do. He says, فَلَا يُزَالُ كَذَلِكَ عَاقِفًا. You see them always. Whenever you see them, what are you doing? They got a book in their hand, right? عَاقِفًا عَلَى تِرِكَ الْعِلْمُ وَتَعْلِيمُ. They're always standing and sitting on that path of knowledge and learning. حَتَّى, and he goes, yo, حَتَّى يَسِلُوا مِن تِلْكَ تَرِيقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. That lane on the path is going to get them to Allah. They're going to keep walking down that lane, staying in that lane until they get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَفْتَحُ لَهُ فِيهَا فَتْحَ الْخَاصِ. They will have special openings. They will have special abilities that Allah opens up to them in that area. أَوْ يَمُوتُ فِي تَرِيقِ طَلَبِ. Or they're going to pass away while they're still driving and riding on that lane, trying to gain the pleasure of Allah. And then he says, فَيُرْجَى لَهُ وُسُولُ. And we hope, inshallah, that is how they get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They die just going after that knowledge of the deen. And he says that, وَقَدْ حُكِيَ عَنْ جَمَاعَةِ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّا أَدْرَكَهُ الْأَجَلِ. It's been narrated about people who have passed away. They saw them in their, people saw them in their dreams, like loved ones saw, you know, their cousin or their uncle or their brother or their sister in their dream after they passed away. وَهُوَ حَرِيصَ طَالِبُ الْعِلْمِ or لِلْقُرْآنِ. And they just were seekers of the Quran and knowledge. So they saw them after they passed away in a dream. وَأُخْبِرَ عَنَّهُ. And they asked them, so what happened to you, man? What happened? They're in this dream. They're like, yo, what happened when you died? They said, فَأَخْبَرَ عَنَّهُ فِي تَكْمِيلِ مَطْلُوبِهِ. They're like, when I passed away because I was seeking knowledge, Allah allowed me to, when I'm in the barzakh, like in the grave, I'm still learning knowledge of the deen until resurrection. I'm still learning the deen. I'm still studying it. No distractions. So then he says something powerful right here. If you're on you know, Facebook or YouTube, you can see my screen. I'm highlighting something. But he says, فَإِنَّ الْعَبْدْ يَمُوتُ عَلَى مَا عَاشَ عَلَيْهِ. He's like, indeed a person will die عَلَى مَا عَاشَ عَلَيْهِ. They'll die on what they lived for, on how they lived. The way you live is how you'll die. If all your life is about is scrolling all day on TikTok, that's it. You better be careful you don't die that way. You don't want to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What were you doing all your days? What were you doing? I was making videos, yo. You know how long those videos take? Those videos take some time, man. Clip, snap, this, that, put it together. Yo, those videos ain't, yo, take some time to put those together. He says a person will pass away in the state that they lived. And so what that means is you don't know when you're going to die. So the only way is to know how you're going to live. Again, you don't know how you're going to die. So the only way for us to leave in a good state is that we busy ourselves in something that, you know what I'm saying, that the way we want to be resurrected. That's what we really need to focus on. And unfortunately, man, we live in the era of distractions that I think no generation saw before us, man. The level of distractions, the level of like bombardment of imagery. Can you imagine? No society has had so much to distract them and grab their attention as we do today. And so perhaps that is our mujahida. Perhaps that is our path to Allah, that we literally just are able to block out the distractions of Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, whatever, whatever, whatever. I don't even know what's new these days. Or do we get caught up in it? Maybe that is our mujahida of this time. So then he says, so that's one person. But he's like, not everyone loves knowledge. He says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَكُونُ سَيِّدِ عَمَلِهِ الذِّكَرِ. He's like, some people, they're not into knowledge. But you know what they love more than anything? You know what they find a passion in doing? You know what really, really gets them? Dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ جَعَلَهُ زَادَهُ لِلْمَعَادِ. This person has made dhikr their provision for their final place. Like, this is what they're using to get the akhirah. وَرَأْسَ مَالِهِ لِمَآلِهِ. This is their money. This is their investing money. What? Dhikr of Allah. فَمَتَى فَتَرَ عَنْهُ أَوْ قَصَرَ فِيهِ. Whenever he doesn't get or she doesn't get the time to do their dhikr, رَأَى أَنَّهُ قَدْ غُبِنَ وَخَسِرَ. They're like, oh man, I wasted my day, man. I didn't do no dhikr today. I didn't do no subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. I didn't get a chance to do any of that today. He's like, this person sees that as their way to Allah. He's like, number three, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَكُونُ سَيِّدَ عَمَلِهِ تَرِيقُهُ الصَّلَاةِ. There are some people who their best action is not knowledge, it's not dhikr, it's salah. They love to pray salah. فَمَتَا قَصَّرَ فِي وِرْدِهِ مِنْهَا. Whenever they don't get a chance to fulfill what they normally do for salah, or time passes and they were busy and they couldn't pray, أَطْلَمَ عَلَيْهِ وَقْتِ. He's like, man, I wasted my time, man. I didn't get my extra rak'ah in today. وَضَاقَ صَدْرُ. Their heart is heavy. They're like, man, what? I'm wasting my life. This is the third person. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. He says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. And there are some people. مَنْ يَكُونُ طَرِيقُهُ الْإِحْسَانِ وَالنَّفَعَدْ مُتَعَدِّي. He's like, and then there's some people. Their way to Allah, their way to pleasing their Lord is ihsan, doing good to people, helping humanity, doing things that benefit other people. That they're like, yo, I don't like reading all the books. You know, I don't like, you know, the dhikr. That's not my thing. That's not, I'll do it, but it's not a cup of tea, you know? Like, at salah, yeah, I'll pray my salah. I'm gonna pray five times. I got you. But you know, other than that, you know, catch you, you know, I'll catch you. But they love to help people. They love to serve humanity. They love to serve and help people. So he says, كَقَضَاءِ الْحَاجَاتِ. They love to just fulfill the needs of people. And you meet people like that, subhanAllah. Every moment you meet it, yo, you need anything? And they mean it. Not like some people, they're like, yo, yeah, if you need anything, let me know. Then you call them and they never answer the phone. That's a different thing. We're talking about someone who's always there ahead of the game, that their pathway to pleasing Allah is serving humanity. They want to serve. They want to help. That is their way of, that's their pathway on this tariq, this, that's their lane on this pathway that is one. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَكُونُ تَرِيقُهُ تِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ. He says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and there are some people who their pathway, their lane on this pathway is recitation of the Quran. They don't love a lot of knowledge. They don't pray a lot of prayers. They don't do a lot of dhikr. They don't help a lot of people. But every time you see them, they got a Quran in their hand and they're reading it. The kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. And he says, فَهِيَ غَالِبْ عَلَىٰ أَوْقَاتِهِ. That's what they do all the time. وَهِيَ أَعْذَمُ أَوْرَادِ. And this is what they do the most. They do everything else, but this is their main thing. وَمِنْهُمْ. I don't even know what number we're at now. We're at like number five. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ طَرِيقُهُ أَسَّوْمُ. There are some people, their way to please Allah, the way they seek the pleasure of Allah is what? Fasting. I mean, they could fast and they're not trying to lose weight. They're not trying to get in shape. They're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. That is their way of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another one. What are we seeing here? What we're showing you, what Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi is showing me and you is, look, find your way. وَبَتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ.
find your way. What is it that you love to do from all of these amazing types of ibadah? What is it that you love to do that you can make your way when you pass away, when they're doing your, eulogy and they're like, Maryam, Zainab, Ibrahim, whenever I saw her, whenever I saw him, she had a Quran in her hand. He had a tasbih, a subha in his hand. Or is it going to be Mata wa huwa ala, his TikTok feeds were the best. On the eulogy, that's what it's going to say. They're going to get up there and they're going to be like, yeah, yo, they were lit. His TikTok feeds were lit. Had me rolling, laughing. They were amazing. SubhanAllah. Our lives have become very, very like, SubhanAllah, we're not looking for depth and meaning anymore. Just amusement and fun. And that doesn't mean the deen doesn't like amusement and fun, but it's about amusement shouldn't become the primary focus of life. That's the balance there. Like when all you're about is amusement, then it's not amusement, it's your life. And then life has become a joke, as they say, right? So he says, وَمِنْهُ مَنْ يَكُونُ تَرِيقُ الْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And some people, their pathway to Allah is they like to encourage people to do good. And they like to give advice to people so that they stay away from evil. That's their pathway. That's how they get close to Allah. And you know what? If they do it sincerely, subhanAllah, that's how they get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes forward. He says, وَمِنْهُ مَنْ يَكُونُ تَرِيقُهُ الَّذِي نَفَذَ فِيهِ الْحَجْ وَالْإِعْتِمَارِ. He's like, some people, they love Hajj. They love Hajj. They love Umrah. Ustad Murphy, man, this man, he loves Hajj, loves Umrah. Mufti Kamani loves Hajj, loves Umrah. Like, it hurts that they can't, they hate it that they can't go. So perhaps that's their pathway to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's their specific pathway. Now check this. Check this. He goes, وَمِنْهُمْ الْجَامِعِ الْفَضْلِ السَّالِكِ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ. He's like, some people are special. Some people are low-key special. He's like, وَمِنْهُمْ, they say, jack of all trades, master at none. That's what he's going to talk about right here. Jack of all trades, Matt, this person, he likes to ride in every lane on the road. Doesn't just pick a lane and ride that lane. This person loves all the lanes on this pathway to Allah. So he says, Salik ila Allah fi kulli wadin. This person travels to Allah in every valley. Like, they don't have one style. They don't just go with knowledge. They don't just go with prayer. They don't just do dhikr. They don't have one specific thing. What do? He says, Al wasir ilayhi min kulli tariq. They're using all of the pathways. فَهُوَ قَدْ جَعْلَ وَضَعِفَ عُبُودِيَتِهِ قِبْلَةَ قَلْبِهِ. He has made the focus of his heart. He has made ibadah the focal point of his vision. He says, أَيْنَ كَانَتْ. Wherever it is. I don't care. Wherever it is. Where I got to be. You tell me. Oh, we got to go to the masjid for salah. I'm there. Oh, we doing dhikr. I'm there. Oh, we studying. I'm there. Oh, we're helping people. I'm there. Where are we at? I'm there. I'm there. I'm there. This person, يَسِيرُ مَعَهَا حَيْثُ سَارَتْ. SubhanAllah. He says, يَسِيرُ. This person travels wherever the khair is. Wherever the khair is. SubhanAllah, I saw my close akh, Hassan Shibli and, Sidi Yusuf up in New York giving dawah. Giving dawah. I don't know if some of y'all saw that. They were giving dawah up in New York. And when I saw that, I was like, SubhanAllah, this is exact definition right here. This is exact definition. Wherever the khair is, you'll catch them there. And there's some people, SubhanAllah, wherever you go, you're like, yo, how come I always see you at this spot? Wherever you go, they're there. Wherever you go to a lecture, they're there. It's time to give out food, the dude's there. It's time to do interfaith dawah, they're there. Every time there's something good, you're like, yo, how come I always catch you? That's this person right here. They don't have one thing. They love to just wherever the goodness is, like I said, get in where you fit in. وَقَدَ ذَرَبَ مَعَ كُلِّ فَرِيقٍ بِسِهْمٍ. They want a portion of every group.
They're like, all right, y'all doing dawah? Let me get a little dawah on my scale, Yawmul Qiyamah. Okay, you guys are reading Quran? Let me get a little Quran on my scale, Yawmul Qiyamah. Okay, you guys are helping humanity? All right, let's do that too. Wherever the khair is, that's where they're at. فَأَيْنَ كَانَتْ أُبُودِيَّةُ وَجَتَّهُ هُنَاكَ. Wherever they see worship, you find that person at that spot. إِنْ كَانَ عِلْمًا وَجَتَّهُ بِأَهْلِهِ. If it's knowledge, he's sitting over there. Al jihadin, if it's fighting in the path of Allah, wajattahu fi safil mujahideen. You'll see this person in the ranks, standing in the ranks with the mujahideen, the soldiers. Wasalatu wajattahu fil qaniteen. It's time for prayer, you'll find this person standing with the people of prayer. Al dhikr, is it dhikr time? You'll find this person with the people of dhikr. Al ihsan, is it time to help humanity? Wanafa wajattahu fi zumratil muhsineen. You'll see this person with all of the people helping humanity. Aw muraqaba, you see this person with a group of people doing muraqaba. He's like, let me sit down and do some muraqaba. Let me do some meditation. Let me reflect. Let me be one of those people. Get in where you fit in, wherever the khair is. He says, subhanAllah, it's beautiful. Yadinuna bidin al-ubudiyya. Their way is the way of worship. Anna istaqallat rakaibuha. Wherever it is, that's where they're at. Sorry, I'm like leaning forward trying to see the bottom of the page. Okay, so he says, وَلَوْ قِيلَ لَهُ. If you ask this person, which person? The one who's in all of this stuff. مَا تُرِيدُ مِنَ الْعَمَالِ. Like, yo, what kind of actions do you do for the akhirah, man? What do you do? مَا تُرِيدُ مِنَ الْعَمَالِ. What actions are you doing? What are your actions? You know what they would say? لَقَالَ أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُنَفِذَ أَوَامِرَ رَبِّي حَيْثُ كَانَتْ. I want to please Allah wherever it is. I want to please Allah wherever it is. Jalibatan, ma jalabat. I want to bring whatever it brings. Muqtadiyatan ma iqtadat. I want to do whatever it takes. Laysa li murad illa tanfidhuha. I just want to establish the worship of Allah. I have no other choice. He says, qad sallamtu ilayhi al-mabi'. He's like, this person has given the merchandise over to the buyer already. And the buyer is Allah. Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al-jannah. The Quran says in verse number 111 of Surah Tawbah, indeed Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth in exchange for Jannah. So don't sell out. Sell yourself to the deen. Don't sell out to creation. You're worth so much. Our struggles, our sweat, our blood, our tears, our joys, our happiness should only be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for the nafs, not for humanity, not for family even. All of it should be for the sake of Allah. Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Say, indeed, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِ, my prayers. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ, my hajj, my sacrifice, my life and my death, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It's only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, and we're going to stop here. I got to study Maghrib, inshallah. He says, فَهَذَا هُوَ الْعَبْدَ السَّالِكِ. He's like, this is the true servant of Allah. This is the true servant of Allah on the pathway. The conclusion, brothers and sisters, is quite simple. The path is one. The path to Allah is one. The pathways of distraction away from the path are many, countless, countless, millions. And each one of those pathways, you got people calling, follow me. And literally we call them followers now. So it's legit, follow me. SubhanAllah. But the path of Allah is one. But that pathway has many lanes. The conclusion is simple. Get in where you fit in. Find your way to please Allah. Find that thing that your heart loves more than anything. And make that the way you please Allah. May Allah accept it from all of us, inshallah. May Allah bless you. See y'all next week, Wednesday, 7:30, same time. Central Standard Time, 8:30 if you're on the East Coast. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone. I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept this from us. Make it knowledge. May He make it knowledge which benefits us in this world and the hereafter as well, inshallah. Thank you so much for giving me your time. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I'll see you guys, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Next week, inshallah.